years old, 9 years old, mm-hmm. you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff, mm. you know, that PG-13 hip hop that your parents will let you listen to.
No doubt.
You know, we went into that Coolio phase, but really it was the Until the End of Time record by my man Pac that really just put me on. I memorized the whole record, mm. every single lyric on that record, and mm. I really fell in love with the message and the story and the emotion and the passion that I felt when I listened to that effortless cadence. It was so descriptive and so powerful, and it spoke to so many issues that were really pertinent to the life that I was living, the life that me and my moms were living, mm-hmm. Living where we was at, and, mm-hmm. and the struggles that we faced. And and yeah, I picked up a mic from there, man. Just 13 years old, picked up the mic, and I haven't put it down since, my brother.
Mm. And so did you grow up with, because I think you mentioned before you had some brothers, right?
Yeah, I got a sister, mm-hmm. and then I got three brothers.
Wow. Younger, older?
All younger, except mm. for the sister. She's older. So three younger brothers and an older sister.
Mm. And what was that? What was that? And was your pops around?
Pops is still around, man. And shout out to Pops. It's changed his life. We grew up and, you know, a lot of the stereotypes that affect young black men who become parents early in life, mm-hmm. you know? They kind of applied to our family, and both of my parents have overcome all of the financial struggles, the domestic struggles, and become really respectable, hardworking people. My dad just won basically the highest award that you can win in the city of Red Deer because he saved a woman from a burning vehicle in a car accident, and she turned out to be an Olympic alternate figure skater.
Wow.
And my mom, she's a serial entrepreneur, came up from the streets, started with a washing machine, alone on a washing machine. Now she's got four properties, and you know, it's exactly that story that you would want to have for a family that came from meager beginnings, and they're at the top now. We ain't looking back.
I love the energy, bro. That's beautiful, bro. So being you know, the eldest out of the brothers, did they follow your footsteps into becoming a rap artist?
No, man. My brothers are much more intelligent than I am. They chose my one brother is he's a technologist.
Okay.
And he's got an engineering and technology background. Mm-hmm. That's my brother Drew. Mm-hmm. And then my other brother is a carpenter. He lives in the city of Calgary.
Okay.
And he's going on several years clean from alcohol. So shout out to Justin on your journey. Good work. Mm. And then my youngest brother is he took video game design at Vancouver Art Institute.
He's doing
some scaffolding right now, but he's an artist too, a different type of an artist. I'm the only musician in this part of the family, but in our extended family, we have my cousin Jay. He won an achievement award in Calgary for his work with musicians. Mm-hmm. He's been on Apple TV, and his son Isaiah or Isa is actually on Canada Shore. So we've got a lot of talent in the family. Dana was in the Earth Tones, one of iconic Canadian. I guess you could call it a soul group from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different talents, but only three of us do rap.
Mm. Okay. And so what was it about rap music that attracted you to it?
Well, I used to be locked in my room a lot. I used to get grounded all the time, and I used to read.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an affinity for the vocab and just for the written form and for what imagination could bring you with just a pen and paper, reading stories and writing stories.
Mm-hmm.
And once I listened to that Tupac record and started really throwing it down and repeating those lyrics every night in my room, I started to write my own lyrics and tell my own story, and I fell in love with that, the ability to tell my story, what's going on in my life, and I found out that other people were going through the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing is not just telling my own story, but I'm telling stories that I feel like other people will relate to, mm-hmm. in my world.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really the foundation of hip hop, right? You know, giving a voice to the voiceless, right? And especially, obviously, you know, it birthing out of the Bronx in the 70s, right? And, you know, the Bronx was a very crazy place, you know, a lot of poverty, right? The Bronx fires, you know, you had different gangs like the Spades, you know, which turned out to be Zulu Nation, you know, and African Bambada and Love Bug Starsky and all these different guys, right, who were gang members who came together. And, yeah, you know, obviously there's things about African Bambada.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we just pass over to African Bambada.
You know. However, at the end of the day, right, like, you know, certain, you know, this is the thing, right, is like, yeah, we could say things about different people, right? We could sit here and say, oh yeah, Michael was this and that, because that's what the media told us, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. However, you can never discredit what that man did for pop culture, black people in the music industry.
100%.
You know what I mean?
100%.
So when it comes to Bambada, it's like, okay, sure, Bambada was touching children, so they say. We weren't there. I don't know. However, if that is the case, yeah, middle fingers up, and you know, they all die, because I got no love for pedophiles, right? He was a big part of this movement in which we call hip-hop.
Yeah, the movement's got to supersede the accomplishments of any one man.
Straight up.
In this tour, the Junk Horrible Pleasures tour, you know, I don't know if you were there when they introduced me. They mistakenly introduced me as the co-headliner. I would love to be the co-headliner, but I'm really the direct support. I'm a cog in a machine that is bigger than myself. Another man's accomplishments overshadow my own, but I get to take part in something that is great, mm-hmm. something that I can be proud of. And I think that's what the lineage of hip hop is all about, is taking what you can contribute and pouring it into the pool that rises all of our ties, that lifts our ships together, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the lineage of hip hop, you are always going to find in any line of work, in any business, mm-hmm. people that have become discredited, people who did great work and then did bad things,
mm-hmm.
right? But
mm-hmm.
that doesn't discredit the art form in any way.
No doubt, bro. That's it, man. Because I mean, I'm sure, you know, in this industry, bro, there's a lot of weirdos, you know what I'm saying? Right? And somehow, some way, they're contributing. Right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, the music industry. Well, no. We'll get that to them later. So, you got Young Distinct, man. 13 years old. Was that your first rap name?
Yeah, same rap name. Same guy, same kid, just trying to figure it all out,
mm-hmm.
you know, biting off more he can chew and finding a way to swallow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This rap game for me was, it really started just telling stories, and I was scared to show anybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was downstairs in my basement. I had a stand-up vacuum, and I'd made a microphone stand out of cardboard,
mm-hmm.
and I slid through a Sony Dynamic microphone,
mm-hmm.
and I logged into Peter Quistcard's Cool Edit Pro. You know what I mean? That
mm-hmm.
if any of the OGs really go back before Adobe Audition even existed, Peter Quistcard. Shout out Peter Quistcard for making your serial information public before authentication existed, because I was able to record myself, and we were battling online on platforms like goldmike.com, and we were on soundclick.com rapping with dudes from all over the world, and then we got into some written stuff, and there used to be these blogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to this one blog called Flow Unlimited, and we used to have battles that were like written battles, so you would read each other's bar structure and you could tell this has too many syllables in it. Or we would do concept battles where you're writing out and you want all of the punchlines to relate to a specific concept, and
yep.
we had all the moderators judging and reviewing the written work. So I actually fell truly in love with hip-hop as a written form, and then the music came after. Getting confident on the microphone, learning to sing later, learning to include instrumentation, all of that other stuff that makes hip hop more than just people on a microphone, but the broader part of the musical spectrum, right? And so I myself love the experience of both writing and performing hip hop, but it definitely started with a pen and a pad, man.
That's very interesting, man. You know, and I always, because like for me too, you know, before I ever wrote a song, right, I was battling people. You know what I mean? Freestyle. I go to parties and just battle. That's my thing, right? It's funny because I did a battle a couple years ago. Somebody called me out and you know, five rounds unanimous, right? But
are we talking the new type of battle, like the Grind Time KOTD format where there's,
yeah.
or are we like where it's pre-written, or are we talking to the beat?
So this last battle was KOTD style, right?
Which do you prefer? I'm sorry to interrupt. Which do you prefer?
Rapping over a beat, or pre-written, or just completely freestyle?
Completely freestyle over a beat, or pre-written, no beat? It's different, right?
I mean, it is. Because I used to not like the pre-writtens. I thought it was whack. I ain't gonna front. I was like, yo, a battle should be straight off the top. And that's how you can really see somebody's skill, right? Then I, you know, I started to do the knowledge, and I saw, right? Because pre-writtens are, I mean, it's okay, but I'm like, I'm from a different genre or a different time in hip hop. So it wasn't like those pre-written battles didn't even exist, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was all like, bro, I go to, you know, you go to a party, you're battling on the spot. It's all freestyle. And if you came with pre-writtens, people be like, nah, bro. You know what I mean? Nah, bro. We know that's written. You know what I'm saying? So to answer your question, I prefer freestyle.
I could see that. That's who you are, though. You wear it like a shirt. You know? It's bars, bro.
Yeah. I mean, but then but here's the thing, is that I've elevated my craft to the place where for like the last, you know, 15 years, I write everything in my head. It's not freestyles, right? Like I literally come up with songs in my head because I have glaucoma. So when I was writing on a pad and being in the booth, I found that I couldn't deliver it as better as if I was to do it now. So when I deliver it now, it's all in my mind. I'm walking with, you know, at least 40, 50 songs in my head at all times. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's so easy for me to bring it on top. It's like that. I don't have to look at my phone. I don't have to look at my pad. It's like, it's right there. You know what I mean? And so I make it walk and talk, right? So when it came to that whole pre-written battle, I was like, this is easy work. I'm not going to forget anything, right? Yeah. And even my opponent, he forgot his bar. And he's like, ah, you know, it's like, that's the thing.
So you wrote, though. You did write it out in your head, or you just loosely arranged the punchlines before you showed up?
No, I wrote it in my head.
Okay.
And
okay.
I rehearsed it.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I do feel like it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I noticed being on the cusp of, like, because we're both in that middle generation where we're here for both.
Yeah.
We're like, before my generation, there is no Grind Time. There is no KOTD.
Yeah.
There is no Street League. There is no Murder Mook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Murder and Jay Mills, bro. You know, come on, man.
I had to drop that.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
and if you're a Canadian MC, a fan of that format,
mm-hmm.
You need to go and stop what you're doing. Not yet. You need to stop what you're doing right after the One Order 6 o'clock blitz is over. But you need to immediately after that, you need to turn onto YouTube and you need to just search everything Murder Mook and go from day one and watch him just eviscerate everybody up until current day and realize that the man is still getting nastier by the second. Shout out Murder Mook, man.
Yo, man, Murder Mook was crazy, bro. And that J Mills Murder Mook freestyle was just, you know, that's like that's classic. You know what I mean? So yeah, bro, that and I don't know if that, I don't think that was pre-written, but if it was, whatever. But I felt like that was more freestyle. You know what I mean?
Mook?
The whole battle.
Oh, the one you were, yes.
The whole battle between J Mills. That was like the first battle they did. J Mills and Murder Mook.
I think I saw that one. That's the one they're in like that concrete park. Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I remember.
Yeah, that, man, that is so iconic, dude. Mm-hmm. The grainy, how grainy it was. Mm-hmm. You could barely hear everybody. Because, mm-hmm. you know, you already know, right? And this is where it came from when you watch these newer formats, right? You can tell when it's, you can tell when it's off, when they're going off script, because nobody knows how to echo their bars, because people will they'll have the homies reinforce the punchlines and double up the punchlines.
I know.
Because rightfully so, because your homies' friends are trying to loudly distract you and take away the sauce from what you're dropping, right? So I get it. But then when you see somebody go completely off script and it's just utter chaos in the building, and then that punchline hits and it wasn't scripted and their own friends are authentically freaking out now
because
he's out in space.
Yeah.
He's not where he was supposed to go.
Yeah,
there's something special about that, man.
No
and
doubt.
It is a different art form, though,
it
than
is.
What you see Jay Weiss and Eminem do at Scribble Jam, what you see Recognize do.
Mm.
Shout out to Recognize. I actually got to, I just did a show with Recognize 2 years ago, him and King Iso.
Okay.
Brought him to Central Alberta. And it's just, it's crazy the way these hip-hop legends get through Canada, man. And but yeah, shout out to Recognize, another one of the best freestylers ever to do it, man.
Mm-hmm. And so you did battles as well?
For a while there, we did written battles.
Yeah.
And then on goldmike.com, it was a format like where you'd get 50 seconds or 75 seconds or whatever it was, and then you would record your verse.
Okay.
So you would just record a verse.
Yeah.
And it would be like click this verse and then click that verse, and then everyone would vote in the comments. Very, very similar.
Okay. And yeah. So there was no visuals at that time.
There was no visuals, man. These verses sounded... I went back and I listened to some of that stuff, and it was crazy. It was another era, man. It's like if you recorded it into your phone right now, that'd be like... four times the fidelity, you know what I mean, of what we were recording. But it was raw, and it was real, and it was the coolest thing is it was college kids in their basements just coming like, whose bars are better? Like, let's just write them, and let's see what these guys think. And people are voting from Hamburg, and people are voting from San Francisco, and people are voting from Calgary, and people, there's some of these guys, it was really cool, because you got... Like, for example, there's a guy named Fiction who took on a legendary artist named DZK, and they did, I think it was like rapbattles.com was the format. Mm-hmm. Shout out Fiction. I was just talking to him last night. He still writes an incredible amount of bars, but he doesn't put out music.
Mm-hmm.
And he was battling another SoundClick legend named DZK, that's somebody me and Merck both used to listen to growing up. Mm. It was funny, when Merck moved to Red Deer, one of the first things that we talked about was that we were both fans of this like super obscure SoundClick artist, which is like, SoundClick was a platform that is kind of like what SoundCloud is now.
Yep.
It was like the precursor to something similar.
Yep.
And man, it's just origins of hip hop, different formats that existed before the ones that we are all familiar with today became popular.
No doubt. And so, speaking of Merck, you know, I want to get into the next track, which is called Soul, featuring Kevin Rudolph and him. So, you know, talk to the audience, man. What's this song about? And because it's you know, like you said, it's rock hop. So it's a different style of genre than what we heard from, you know, known for, right? So talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the second song that I've done with Mercules. Mm-hmm. The first one is called One Day. It features a guy named Braden Bonnet and myself. This one, though, it's Five Fires. He's a guy that is working down in the States right now doing some A&R. He's from Vancouver, and it's him, myself, Kevin Rudolph, he's a Cash Money alumni, signed originally by Madonna, like crazy lineage on him. He's one of the first people to ever rockify hip hop. He had that insane tear with Lil Wayne where they were just producing all these crazy records like Let It Rock and all this other stuff. And then we of course have Mercules from Death Row Records. The album came to be because Kevin Rudolph and Five Fires had started the record, and I was invited to take part in it. Immediately I identified that at the time, this just alternative, very much like introspective, emotional, bearing your soul, topics of a like overcoming. This is the bag that Mercules tends to be very inspirational in Western Canada. You see him dropping a lot of stuff over similar instrumentals that feature acoustic guitar with harmonies, and they're very much just like the naked truth about what he's going through in life. So after I dropped my verse and we put it on, one day me and Five were sitting there and we were talking, and the discussion came to, man, this would sound so good with Mercules on it. Wouldn't that be crazy if he would get on it? And we thought, well, wait a minute here. Kevin Rudolph is a legend in his own right. I happen to know Mercules. Let's just see what he says. So we reached out, and we got to talk to Eli from Death Row Records, and Mercules had a look at it, and he said, you know what, man, I'm gonna hop on this one for you. And I was really blessed. He was a quick turnaround on the project, very, very easy to work with, and I think he's the perfect person to start off the track. It was mixed by Kevin Rudolph, actually mixed it himself in Miami. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool, because if you hear at the end of the record, there's a part where I kind of sing at the end of my verse, I kind of do a harmony that leads back into the chorus. And that, when I sent it to them, didn't have the Kevin Rudolph underlay from the hook. But then when I sent it to him, he liked it so much that he sang under it. Mm. And that was a big moment for me as well. So yeah, shout out Kevin Rudolph. Shout out Cash Money. Shout out Death Row Records. Shout out Mercules. All my boys here. Big record, Soul.
Indeed, man. Yo, just remember where y'all heard it first, baby. One with a radio, 6 o'clock blitz. CJSF 90.1 FM. Burnaby SFU, man. We always gonna keep it all the way live for y'all, man.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Ever since Ishan been sitting in prison, yeah.
Check it. Sick thing, sick ring. Sickening, sick chain, sick aim, fifth bang, fifth flame. Bail money, lawyers acting funny when I come through. Hit them with a bundle, on the humble. Couple notes, seen boy George with a rose. Said I want one, two, what the fuck I'm gon' do? Forget it if it's there to be gotten. Till I'm dried and rotten, I'm rocking sideways. Motherfucker, crime pays. I need it, I get it, I got it, I shop it. I double the profit and bubble the pockets. I'm living to die. Shoes talk fly till I walk by and pop something. Motherfucker got something, I'm not frontin'. This ain't rap, music, this ain't that. You fuck around and how you sleepin' with the saints at. Sincerely yours, shine, motherfucker, pole. Get your bags, hit the motherfucker. May the angels walk with me.
More or less,
big things, big rims.
More or less,
big stars and big cars.
More or less,
I can say I've seen it all and done it all.
More or less,
may the angels walk with me.
More or less,
big things, big rims.
More or less,
big stars and big cars.
More or less,
I can say I've seen it all and done it all.
More
G is a G, a key is a key. Snitches a fish with no fins that can't swim when I dump them in the river. Charcoal gray R, 12 cylinders, bulletproof sentences, trial day tentative. I sound like who? Y'all sound like trash. Get off my and pass my cash. They'll do it cause I rap about it. I rap about it cause they do it. My music's the conduit to a ticket. I live it, I click it and pitch it. While the prince of wolf the ditch it. Hip hop ain't responsible for balance in America. America's responsible for balance in America. Back to the flow. Nose full of blow, rolls full of human. Clothes full of holes. The schools didn't want me, so the drug dealers taught me simple math. Step on it twice and bring it back. Get four times what you paid. Divide the labor costs and still come away with enough to play. And I see the same. Younger than me, running the streets, looking for something to eat. May the angels walk with me.
More or less,
big things, big rings.
More or less,
big stars and big cars.
More or less,
I can say I've seen it all, done it all.
More or less,
may the angels walk with me.
More or less,
big things, big rings.
More or less,
big stars and big cars.
More or less,
I can say I've seen it all and done it all.
More or less.
Oh boy, better get down. Better run for cover when I spit rounds. Oh, you want some now? Get found, slip down to the white meat. I'm from Brooklyn, Vietnam. I like beef, but being a bird in the streets, double pipes, living a troubled life. Father was a jerk, moms had to work, poppy had to work, so I did what any real would do. Got in front of the stove, now I got the soap. You punk, with your punk cash, let the punk blast, put your punk in the trunk fast. The f y'all thought I buried you in malls. I'm a trail motherfucker after all. Point blank, shooting point blank, all the way to the bank. Rip your face off, then I take off. The difference between me and them, he won't be seeing them no more. Secrets of war, may the angels walk with me.
More or less,
big things, big rings.
More or less,
big stars and big cars.
More or less,
I can say I've seen it all and done it all.
More or less,
may the angels walk with me.
More or less,
big things, big rings.
More or less.
Yo, peace to the God, respect almighty. Supreme freedom, HBD the God, let's go.
Before I had knowledge of self, I was a lost case. Supreme mathematics introduced you to a lost grace. What you know about that raw weight? We used to keep the dope stashed by the balls like some raw state. You need knowledge and wisdom while you swimming in the shark's tank. Understand the culture, especially when you cross state. Powers and insurance, I ain't talking about no all state. Dealing inequality, make sure we live it all great. Free the righteous guards that's locked down like a Shawshank. Raise a blade brain, my mind on point like a sharp shank. Build or destroy, trick knowledge, we go to all lengths. The born out, a lost world manifest with hard strength.
It ain't hard to tell. We gripping mics while we rock Chanel with the supermodel looking like Ava Marcielle. The God educate, elevate like you spark an L. And we get to this money like we robbed the Dell. G-O-D, living out mathematics. G-O-D, we living out mathematics. G-O-D, we living out mathematics. G-O-D,
original.
Original Asiatic, a miracle, maybe magic. Some lyrical crazy asses hitting you with 80 lashes. Whipping you slave masters, children and gay bastards. You your mother's son, an uneducated savage. Weak bone, weak blooded, the slain with brain damage. I leave them slain, KKKs hanging from branches. Reverse polarities, our God is mathematics, and mathematics is our God. I stimulate light and matter. He couldn't get past the rites of passage, so I just iced the rapper. Severe punishment when I write is quite disastrous. Gassed up niggas get bombed, I strike the matches. Haters getting all in their feelings, like an actress. I knock them all off balance and smack them off their axes. Run them from among us and cut off all axes. Reclaim all assets and frame all caskets.
It ain't hard to tell. We gripping mics while we rock Chanel with the supermodel looking like Ava Marcielle. The God educate, elevate like you spark an L. And we get to this money like we robbed the Dell. G-O-D, living out mathematics. G-O-D, we living out mathematics. G-O-D, we living out mathematics. G-O-D,
original Asiatic.
Looking back, making your streets, we took them back. I see it, she looking back.